Welcome to the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport and Chadron.
We all want to be great, and we take it, you know, one day at a time, one game at a time, and hopefully we can, you know, make history here.
My interest in volunteerism and community service also has made me interested in working for the Make-A-Wish Foundation potentially in the future. That's an organization that I have just loved my whole life and I've been involved with in the past.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with CSE coaches, athletes, and sports newsmakers each week. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal.
Tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal radio show and podcast, really happy to be joined by Eagles guard C.J. Jennings from the men's basketball team. And C.J.'s in the studio here. C.J., how you feeling today?
I'm good. Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you spend some time with us tonight. Let's go back to the other night, CJ, where the fans here in town really got to see what kind of a basketball player we've got in jersey number four. The other night against Western Colorado, you scored 32 points. You led your team to a win 90-84 over the Mountaineers. And were you just kind of feeling it as that game went along? You were locked in.
Yeah, for sure. It was a real fun game to play in. And just us being down a lot of guys due to injury, you know, my team just needed me a little more extra that time. I needed a little bit extra from everybody, and that's what we did. We got the job done, came together, was able to come back from, I think we were down 10 at the most, and picked up a lot of energy and just made a roll at the end of the game.
Yeah, Western, they came out in that game. They hit a ton of threes in the first half, and they led, like you said, by 10. It was 49-39 and kind of scary around halftime against those guys. And, you know, both teams in that game each had a 10-point lead. So a lot of big swings in the game like that. What do you feel like in the second half kind of changed things around where you guys were able to take control and end up kind of holding those guys off?
Just our defense and of intensity and taking care of the ball. Those are kind of our biggest emphasis of practice right now, just because we're down our bigs and that we really need to emphasize, you know, boxing out and locking in together and playing team defense. And I think we came together as a team. We're able to, you know, hold them short a few possessions and lower their shooting percentage from the first half.
CJ, you were 5 of 5 at the foul line on Saturday, and down in Puerto Rico, you didn't let the beach and the sun and all that stuff distract you from shooting free throws. You were great down there too. 21 out of 24 on those very important shots. You really seem like the type of player that knows how important those free throws and that foul line is in the game of basketball, especially in the RMAC.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of games come down to free throw and just having the last possession. So whenever I'm at the line, I just trying to make it important. And in the beginning of the season, I was really struggling from the line. I started off 0-for-4. And so, you know, my coach helped me out with a little, you know, mental help during practice, and I've been on a roll since then.
CJ, was it fun playing in Puerto Rico? Did you enjoy the trip down there?
Yeah, it was really fun, and, you know, it's a different environment, actually, you know, being on the island. A lot of us, it was our first time kind of actually being on the beach and stuff, so it was a good experience as a team and, you know, a fun trip to be able to play basketball and get a little vacation at the same time.
Yeah, so, be honest, was the best part basketball or the beach?
I would have to say the beach. You know, I'm rarely on the beach, so it was fun getting out there, you know, and just seeing the waters and all that for the first time.
Yeah, I'm with you. The basketball games are great. I love calling the games, yeah. But something about being on that beach is just incredible. So you guys go to Puerto Rico, you go 3-0 down there. There were a couple guys, really good players out there. Rio Piedras had one guy who really stood out, and then Sacred Heart the second game. Jenga, his last name, I remember him calling his name a ton, hitting a lot of shots. You faced a pretty good competition down there, especially with those two guys. Was it fun playing against some guys from a totally different area of the country that were pretty solid?
Yeah, for sure, and it's just crazy to see how basketball can just transfer like that, and just how fun it could be playing with different guys, because none of us spoke the same language, but we were able to just compete and kind of connect through basketball. So it was a fun experience with that too.
CJ Jennings with us on the show here tonight in the podcast, and now that we're going to jump into the RMAC, the Friday Saturdays, the back-to-backs, the long road trip coming up, get to see some more cool cities. Salt Lake on the way on Friday against Westminster, and then Colorado Mesa, a really good team on Saturday. Outside of practice and film with your teammates, CJ, what kind of preparation for teams on the schedule do you like to do to kind of get ready when you know who's coming up, and especially some of these big time games?
Kind of just focusing in on their aspects, the team, like for, say, like Mesa, we know they're more of a heavy guard set and kind of so kind of focusing more on denying or, like, maybe how I can score on guards or necessarily, like, the defense, our coverage, and, like, where we got to focus on, where they're getting their scoring from and et cetera like that.
You're here at Chadron State for the second year, first year on the basketball court, competing last year with the red shirt, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But so it's your fourth school, and the transfer portal is a huge thing, of course, in college sports. A lot of guys kind of move around school to school from time to time, and originally from Colorado Springs, so not too far away from Chadron. But maybe kind of take us through your journey coming up to Chadron State from Colorado Springs and how you ended up being an Eagle.
For sure. Yeah, so I started off my senior year. I didn't have any offers. I was talking to a couple of D1 schools, a couple of JUCOs, but I kind of didn't have enough information on either of the colleges. And then I was approached by all three coaches from West Texas A&M University. They came down and offered me a scholarship right on spot after one of my practices. And I just felt like that they were more like focused on me and really wanted me to be on their team. So that's why I decided to go to West Texas my freshman year, and I had a really good freshman year. I started, I think, 31 out of the 36 or 35 games, and we ended up making it to the Final Four that year, and we broke a lot of school records, so that was real fun. But I was just really competitive and always wanted to make it to the D1, so after that year, I decided to transfer out, and that's when I went to South Plains, a JUCO out in Texas as well. And how I got down there was the coach again came to one of my workouts, and he said he really liked my game and really wanted me to play for them as well.
Yeah.
And then I just came off a championship winning season. They won the national JUCO title. So I was really excited, and I thought, you know, this is the place for me to make it to my next spot. And so I kind of had a rocky start there, you know, wasn't seeing the court as much as I wanted. But I think as for a year, you know, that made me a better player, you know, mentally, and, you know, was able to see, like, how I should earn my way on the court, and whether that's on the court or off the court.
Okay.
Just by helping the team. So after that year, that's when I transferred to my third school, and that school was all the way in Lacey, Washington at St. Martin's University. This was a D2. And they played out of the GNAC. And now, I really like this conference. It was probably my growth year. I led this team in scoring, but we struggled a lot through the year. We were a new team, kind of just like Chadron. So trying to figure out kind of how we felt together, you know, how we were going to play as a team. But that didn't work out for me as well. And then that's when I was reached out by Chadron State. Our former coach Schaefer, he had recruited me when I was at high school as well, so that's where the first connection came from there.
Okay.
And I just thought, well, after all these years and, like, a school still wanted me, you know, this is my last year, and they sounded like they had a lot of faith in me still, so that's why I picked Chadron. And then, unfortunately, because of my transfers throughout the year, that sat me at a little bit below eligibility through to credits not transferring through, so that's why I had a red shirt last season. But this was my first year coming back to a second team, so I was actually closer with the guys, my coaches, and just made it a more easier transition to getting back onto the court.
Wow, and that's a, you know, that's a pretty long story and a long journey.
Sure.
It's taken you all kinds of places, CJ, and we're really glad you're with CSC and the type of player that you've become, and it's not the type of guy you've really become, too. Learning about life and those things and dealing with adversity, it sounds like you really did gain quite a bit of life experience, quote-unquote, with all those transfers. It made
sure.
you a not only a better player, I guess, but also a better a man as well.
Yeah, for sure, most definitely.
CJ Jennings with us here on the CSC Sports Journal and the radio show here tonight. So you mentioned the red shirt last year, CJ, as you were getting things academically transferred over, lined up and ready to go, eligible to play this year. How hard was it just to kind of sit and watch last year and not be able to be on the court, knowing that you could contribute so much like we're seeing this year? What'd you do to get ready, and how tough was it to just kind of sit and watch the games?
Just to stay locked in and just stay supportive of the team, you know. Basketball is usually year-round for me, so that was the longest time I kind of went of actually not playing, like, an official basketball game. So, you know, it was a lot to do. I learned a lot about myself, kind of, like, what I liked and just kind of more interested. Being here at Chadron, you know, I was challenged to kind of go outside my box and discover new things about myself. So that was one thing I liked about not actually playing last year, but being having the practice, you know, getting better, getting connected with my guys, and you know, still allowed me to participate as a team, so it wasn't that bad. But just missing out on the games is something, of course, you know, I wanted to be a part of.
You bet. CJ, what are you studying at Chadron State, and what do you want to do after college wraps up and you've got that degree in hand here soon?
So after this spring, I should be graduating with my communications bachelor's degree. So I'm excited about that. Afterwards, I kind of want to continue hooping still and looking to play professionally overseas or somewhere. But when the ball is done bouncing, I want to kind of look into being a basketball trainer or even doing high school commentary and broadcasting over some games would be interesting for me, too.
Hey, you know, maybe you'll be side-by-side with me one of those
for
days.
For sure.
Calling CSC, right?
Yeah, that'd be exciting.
We've had some former Eagle players join me on the side to call games. It's been a lot of fun, yeah. So you'll have to look me up, talk to me when you're ready to take a
for
dive
sure.
into that, CJ, and we'll get you on. And you talked about when the ball's done bouncing, you know, we never want that to stop happening, right? You never want the last game to come. But at some point, it will have to come. But I'm curious, as, you know, while you're still playing and you're watching NBA and Division I guys, who are some of the guys you like to watch and maybe emulate your game after? Some of the guys you look up to as you continue your playing career?
For sure. In the NBA, I would say it would be kind of like the littler guards or like the guys who aren't that tall and are really good scorers. So like Damian Lillard, Kyrie Irving, Isaiah Thomas, those are really three crafty guards who I think like can score at all three levels, and I think they do at a high level, so I just kind of see what they do and take little pieces of their game that I can emulate in mine.
There's some teams that you follow in the NBA or at the Division I level?
At the Division I level, I really like Duke right now just because I like Pablo. I think he's NBA ready. For the NBA, my favorite team right now is the Warriors just because Steph's you can't miss basketball right now, for sure.
Steph, right?
Yeah.
He's just fun to watch every game. CJ, what's an aspect of your game you'd like to improve as we move along this year?
Definitely my defense. I think that's what will help the team a lot more, you know, besides my scoring. If my defense picked up and just our overall team defense picks up as the season continues, will be a lot better.
CJ, the casual fan thinks, you know, they have in their mind, say, this idea of what it's like to be a college basketball player. You know, if there's something that you could tell fans that they may not know about being a college basketball player, what's something that's, you know, unique about being a college basketball player, a college student athlete, that, say, the average fan or typical fan may not really realize or think about? Kind of a tough question.
It is a tough question, but I think I would definitely say the connections. And I think basketball has brought me into like so many different places and meeting so many different people that I wouldn't expect to meet, that I feel like I built so many personal and business relationships with people that I can connect with in the future that I never really would have thought of without basketball, and I'm thankful for that.
You mentioned earlier, as about like last year when you were redshirting, forced you to kind of get out of your box a little bit and learn some new things, find some new interests. And what kind of things do you like to do, or did you discover you like to do that's off the basketball court or away from the classroom? Some of the other stuff you're interested in?
I like hiking. You know, it's crazy coming from Colorado. There's a lot of places to hike. I really didn't hike that much until, like, you know, I started doing the trails out here and just learned, like, I kind of like the natural beauties of nature. And then one other thing, probably just reading. It's just reading. I think that's something that everyone should pick up. You know, like a book a month is my goal.
Nice.
And even then, it's still kind of hard.
But especially with all that practice and all that regular schoolwork going right now. What are you reading right now? Are you into a new one?
Yeah, it's just The Four Agreements. It's a little book series about kind of self-improvement and just how to kind of treat everything in a positive aspect while you're going through things.
Sounds like a real good one to take in. I may have to look that one up myself. And CJ, we'll finish up with you today. CJ Jennings on the show and the podcast from the men's basketball team. Had a 32-point night the other night. Real electric player. Come out and watch him, fans. He's a lot of fun to watch. And final one for you, CJ. Who's been the biggest influence on your life?
The biggest influence has to be probably my dad. Just kind of the instillment of, you know, being there for your family, and then whatever you're going to, you know, trying to achieve, you put your all into it, and you don't, you know, give half effort, and just being a good person, for sure.
Great stuff. CJ Jennings tonight, our guest on the CSC Sports Journal radio show and podcast. CJ, good luck at Westminster and Colorado Mesa and the rest of the season. Can't wait to see the rest of this one unfold with you guys as the year moves along. We appreciate you being on the show tonight for the fans.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank. Your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Thank you for joining us on tonight's Shadron State Sports Journal. Listen or download archive show episodes anytime you want on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com. Join us again Wednesday night for the CSC Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance Bridgeport and Shadron.